Fake handoff. He'll look to throw. Guys are covered. Throws it to the back of the end zone. It's caught. Did he hold on to it? Yes, he did. Jordan McConnell. Touchdown, Husky.
Well, the Michigan Tech football team has been taking on some very good opponents and few better than Saginaw Valley State this past weekend at Sherman Field. The Huskies had a pretty darn good first half, but the Saginaw Valley State Cardinals really showed how good they are in the second half. Coach Curley joins us right now. The Huskies are 4-4, looking to get back over the 500 mark this weekend in Hillsdale. And Coach, just you know, as we talked before, this is just a really good team we played against at Sherman Field on Saturday.
Well, they were, Dirk. You know, I don't like to say that they're the best football team that we've played, because that's not fair to other people. But you know, their lines, you know, both offensively and defensively, were you know all seniors primarily. You know, the quarterback and receiver were all seniors. I think they started 9 seniors on offense and 8 on defense, and you know, very veteran. And you know, we played well in the first half. You know, I think we lost the football game third quarter, first half of the fourth quarter. We just didn't do the things we needed to do. We didn't get a first down in 5 series, you know, on offense. And you know, we got 1 or 2 that we were given because of penalties, but we did not earn a first down. And then defensively, they scored all 5 times they had the football, and that's, you know, all of a sudden you're 21-21, and boom, here it's 48-21.
Coach, a lot of people will see that you gave up 55 points and think it was all about your defense and how they performed. But, you know, talk about how important it is for the offense in that formula as well.
Well, that's true. You have to help each other. We don't want to put our defense on a short field, but that's going to happen. And defensively, we have to rally. And you know, the one that hurt us Saturday is we had two 1-play drives. You know, where they scored, we get the football, and first play, we you know, turn it over and twice in that period of time. And that's, you know, that's a recipe for disaster. Especially as good as they were offensively, we had to, you know, try to do some things to keep our defense off the field, and they were moving the ball on our defense. So you know, we didn't help each other very well, and you know, that's why you get beat.
Can you explain the ratio, Coach, of their rushing yards and their passing yards? Obviously, we knew with the quarterback coming in and the receivers that they had. Did we do a good job in the passing category, and that's why they were able to kind of maybe take advantage of us a little bit on the ground?
Well, I think that first series was in their mind, where they came out and they knocked us off the football, and you know, I think it's what, a 7 or 8 play drive, and drove it about 70 yards the first series of the ball game, and we're in the end zone. I think they felt right there after that, hey, we can run the football, you know. And as an offensive group, once you get that feeling, you know, then all of a sudden on the sidelines, hey, you know, we've got anything we want, we can run the football. And you know, and that's by and large what we did. We didn't make them punt very many times. You know, we did get a couple of turnovers, but you know, they handled us up front, I thought, pretty well.
Kevin Miller got the start at tailback for you on the game. Talk about his play and Charlie's play and where you see that mix at right now.
Well, you know, Charlie didn't practice till Thursday, and was sore, banged, you know, not hurt, but banged up. So, you know, we played them both. You know, I thought Kevin did a very good job. I thought he's played well all fall. You know, he's a north-south guy. He'll get you the tough yards inside, and, you know, he's just a freshman learning, and, you know, so he compliments Charlie pretty well. And, you know, the two of them both played, I don't know exactly, equal plays, but by and large, they split time on Saturday.
How about Jordan McConnell? Seemed like he had a real breakout game for you, a couple touchdown catches in that first half, and seemed like he was just that go-to guy all day long.
He did, you know, and I think a lot of times, you know, the last couple of weeks we've gotten a lot of, you know, what I call boundary roll, where people are rolling into the boundary and doubling, you know, Brandon Cowie, because he, you know, had some awful good statistics the first, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And, you know, when they do that and they double into the boundary, that's going to put, you know, less guys to the field. And, you know, Jordan was able to exploit some of those situations, if you would. And, you know, he made quite a few catches on third down, got us, you know, some first down situations, you know, made 2 really nice catches in the end zone. Both his touchdown catches, especially the first one, was, you know, great catch. He got hit just as he caught it and hung on for the 6.
How about as we turn our attention now to Hillsdale? You got a long road trip, your last road game of the season, but a tough opponent in Hillsdale. They're not having maybe as great a year as they wanted to, but they're still a good football team. What are we expecting from the Chargers?
Well, they are. They're comparably a lot like us. You know, they got to share that championship last year, as did we. And and they've been in a lot of close ball games and had chances this year. And are sitting there right around 500, as are we. So it's I think it's two football teams are they're similar in a lot of ways. Our ability to play there on the road, we have not done well there. That's been stressed and will be stressed, and eventually will be stressed again as we get ready for this week, that we have to go down there and play a complete ball game.
Well, they losing to Grand Valley State last week. Are they a team that we can run on, Coach? Are we hoping that our running game can really pick up?
Well, we hope so. A lot depends on what they do, guys, because if they're gonna spin those safeties down, which they like to do, and put 7, 8, 9 in a box early downs, then we can hit some play action passes. We hope. They're well coached. John Lindley, who was here and is a Tech grad, coaches their linebackers, and they've got really three senior linebackers that have all been 3-year starters, and the one kid runs and plays as well as probably anybody we watched on film.
Well, a big matchup. How about from their offensive standpoint, what things will we be worried about stopping from them?
Well, I think they've gone through a bevy of running backs. I think they've got a lot of guys that have been hurt or dinged, and I know they lost the young man that was supposed to be their starter early in the year, and they've kind of gone to a tailback by committee, if you would. They've done a nice job. They've got a senior quarterback that did not start until this year. He's kind of quite mobile. They'll roll him out. They'll try to shorten his throws, give him some easy reads, get him out on the edge where he can hurt you with his feet. And I don't think the arm is real strong, but they do some real nice things to make him productive and successful.
Packers lose last night. Coach, your thoughts?
Well, I'm a Lion fan.
I know.
All the way, baby. This is the year. I've been saying that for 42 years. That goes back to, junior high in Hancock when you go to listen to all of, Lantos and Solani's bug you, after the Packers won again. So I'm not going to be too cocky, but all the way for the Lions. This is the year.
That's right. We're tied for first. That's right.
I've always said that I'm going to see the Lions play in the Super Bowl, but I might have to live till I'm 113.
I think so. Coach, have a great safe trip down to Hillsdale. We'll have the broadcast starting at 12:30 right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. A big GLIAC matchup. The Huskies going to get back over 500 and finish the season off at 6-4. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Coach Curley here on Mix 93. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.